家好，欢迎来到美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，快介绍一下节目内容吧。
好，今天咱们要见识一下冰球守门员的风采。
Their goalie is a brick wall tonight.
想想要不要雇个婚礼策划师？
A wedding planner? No way! I don't want a stranger planning our wedding.
学学中国风水学在商务场合中的作用。
The ancient Chinese art of feng shui teaches that you should never sit with the door behind you.
还要告诉大家怎么说炒作。
Sounds good, but first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
prone to. Prone is spelled P-R-O-N-E, prone, and to,T-O, to, prone to.
Prone to, 倾向于。
Our newly recruited quarterback is known for being prone to injury.
大家都知道，我们新签的这个四分卫动不动就容易受伤。最近一项研究发现，工作时间跟抑郁症有直接关系。跟每天正常工作八小时相比。
The study found that employees who stay in the office for over 10 hours...appear to be more prone to depression.
研究发现，每天待在办公室超过十小时的员工更容易患上抑郁症。与此同时，
heavy Facebook users are also more prone to depression.
严重依赖脸谱网站的用户也更容易患有抑郁症。好的，今天我们学习的词是
prone to, prone to, prone to.
Kat, 你听见没有？经常在 Facebook 上挂着，容易得忧郁症。
I don't understand the link between those two. Isn't social networking supposed to help you stay in touch with your friends, hence become happier?
说的也对。可是这说的可能是那些天天闷在屋里、挂在网上的宅男宅女吧。老不出去和真正的世界接触，不和别人打交道，就容易变得 depressed.
Maybe. But anyway, I don't know any Facebook users who are depressed.
我认识的人里也没有这样的。看来呀，这样的报道如果想让咱俩幸福，最好是能举出一个真实生活里的例子。
Yeah, we need a case in point.
咱们还是先来学学什么叫 a case in point 吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第952讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我一直很想周游世界，了解各国文化，尝遍各国的美食，还能学习各个国家的语言。星期天我认识了一个新朋友，他的生活简直就是我梦寐以求的生活。他是一名外交官，所以每两年他就能换一个新国家，体验新鲜的风土人情。我真羡慕他。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
A case in point. Case is spelled C-A-S-E and point P-O-I-N-T. A case in point.
我们知道 case 是例子的意思。 A case in point 意思就是恰当的例子。我的外交官朋友过着我描述的梦想生活。
It's a case in point.
再比如，我们全家性格都很内向，但是也有例外。
My niece is a case in point.
我侄女就是一个典型的例子。大家都认为百万富翁应该会过着很不一样的生活，但事实是否如此呢？我们来听听看下面这个例子。
People assume that the super wealthy live extravagant lifestyles, but you can find exceptions. My cousin is a case in point.He's worth several million dollars. Still, he drives the same used car he's had for years, rents a modest apartment, and donates most of his money to charity.
这段话是说，人们认为特别有钱的人都应该过着奢侈的生活，但实际上也是有例外的。我的堂兄就是个例子。他身价好几百万美元，可还是开着那辆开了好多年的旧车，租着一间普通的公寓，把赚来的钱绝大部分钱都捐给了慈善机构。
这听起来很像我认识的一个朋友耶，他也非常有钱，可是他认为成就感和美好的回忆比钱更重要。
A case in point was her belief in living here and now.
一个恰当的例子就是她相信要活在当下。梦想是重要的，但是也不能错过享受眼前的时光，这对我们也是个提醒呢。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
People assume that the super wealthy live extravagant lifestyles, but you can find exceptions. My cousin is a case in point. He's worth several million dollars. Still, he drives the same used car he's had for years, rents a modest apartment, and donates most of his money to charity.
现在我们的生活与科技息息相关，但是有些人偏偏就要反其道而行，试图不让现代技术扰乱自己的生活。下面的这个作家就是一个例子，我们来听听看。
It's true, I'm no fan of technology. Not only do I avoid computers and personal communications devices, but so do the characters in the short stories I write. My latest bestseller is a case in point.There are no references to emails, blogs, the internet, or even cell phones. How's that for an example of what I believe?
这段话是说，没错，我确实不是新科技的粉丝。我从来不使用电脑和任何个人通讯装置，而且我写的短篇小说里的人物也不会使用这些玩意儿。我最新出版的畅销小说就很能说明问题。里边的人物完全脱离了电子邮件、博客、网络，甚至是手机。听起来是不是我的理念的充分体现呢？
我们管这种人叫 Luddite， 就是反对科技创新的人。
A case in point was a man named Ludd。
最恰当的例子就是一个叫 Ludd 的人，他是19世纪早期的一名纺织工，曾经焚毁纺织机器，因为他觉得这些机器威胁到了他的生计。这也就是 Luddite。反对科技创新者这个词的来历。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
It's true, I'm no fan of technology. Not only do I avoid computers and personal communication devices, but so do the characters in the short stories I write. My latest bestseller is a case in point. There are no references to emails, blogs,the internet, or even cell phones. How's that for an example of what I believe?
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 a case in point， 意思是恰当的例子。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。Cat， 最近上了好几部新电影，你去看了吗？
还没有。Have you？
我本来想去看其中一部，因为这个电影宣传了很久，排场特别大。可是昨天一个朋友跟我说，他看了可没意思了。
所以这个电影是吹牛了？
也许吧，起码呀是吵得太过火。
吵架？Why did they fight？
不是吵架，是炒作。咱们来听听美语怎么说，你就明白啦。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English?
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词儿，就会来请教她。今天是一如要问的炒作。
Hey Jessica， 你看这两个电影明星被偷拍到一起吃饭逛街耶。
Interesting. So, are they dating?
杂志是说他们约会，可啊他俩不承认。我看这一定又是炒作，因为他们一起拍的电影快上映了。诶，炒作用美语怎么说呢？
We call that a publicity stunt. Publicity is spelled P-U-B-L-I-C-I-T-Y. And stunt, S-T-U-N-T, a publicity stunt.
Publicity 是宣传， stunt是特技，放在一起 a publicity stunt， 为了宣传而使出的绝招，这就是炒作。
Right， 炒作是为了票房， I bet that this is a publicity stunt to make the movie a box office hit.
Oh, box office 就是票房。卖座好票房高的电影就是 a box office hit。不过啊 ,Jessica, 我听说这部要上映的片子还真是不错呢。要不咱也去买张票看看支持一下他们的 box office?
No, I'm not going.一如现在很多电影都没有宣传的那么好 They're promoted too excessively
你是说好多电影都被吹过头了吗
Right, we have a word for that Overhyped O-V-E-R-H-Y-P-E-D
Overhyped 就是名不符实吹嘘过头那我如果说 The movie star's performance in this comedy was overhyped 这个明星在这部喜剧中的表演被吹过头了这样对不对啊
That's correct. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，炒作叫做 a publicity stunt. 第二，票房叫 box office. 第三，形容吹嘘过头可以用 overhyped.
如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica. 电邮请寄
meiyu at voanews.com.
Overhyped movies rarely meet your expectations.
那可不光是电影，有时候出去吃饭，在网上看餐厅的 reviews， 说的天花乱坠，可去了呀，感觉也就一般。
没错 ，Sometimes reviews are inflated, but you know it's all about personal taste. For example, a lot of people like Paris and say it's the most attractive city in the world, but some say it's the most overhyped tourist destination.
对，这可能就是因为萝卜白菜各有所爱。
What? You just mentioned some vegetables, and I don't have a clue what you meant.
待会儿我就解释给你听。咱们现在还是继续听节目吧。Let's listen to Go English.
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好。今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目婚礼单元的终极课程。
John and Carmen decided to have their wedding in a small church in Carmen's hometown. Today, they are planning the details.
John 本来想到拉斯维加斯去结婚，可是最后啊，还是听了 Carmen 的话，在 Carmen 的家乡办传统婚礼。不知道在筹划婚礼的过程中 ，John 是不是还会处处的迁就 Carmen 呢
？Let's listen.
Gosh, John, I just love being back in my hometown. It's the perfect place to get married.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty good. I can't wait for the wedding. It's going to be a great party.
A party? John, this wedding is supposed to be a romantic event for you and me.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm also definitely going to party with the groomsmen at the wedding reception.
Professor Bowman, groomsmen 是婚礼伴郎吗?
That's right, Winnie. The groom's friends are called the groomsmen, and the bride's friends are called the bridesmaids.
Oh, 伴娘就是 bridesmaids.那么 reception 又是什么呢
The reception is the dinner after the wedding ceremony.
Oh, reception 就是喜宴。怪不得 John 说婚礼是个大派对，他等不及跟伴郎们在喜宴上大吃大喝呢。
That's right, we have to plan the reception too. How many people do you think will come?
I don't know, but we have a pretty big wedding party, and I have a really big family.
That's true.I don't think I will be able to remember the names of all my in-laws.
Don't worry, I forget some of their names too.
这个 John, 三句话不离 party. Carmen 问他喜宴会有多少客人,可他只会说, We have a pretty big wedding party.
Actually, Winnie, in this case, the wedding party is the people who are directly participating in the wedding.
Oh, 原来这个 wedding party 不是指婚礼派对,而是婚礼团。也就是双方父母、伴郎、伴娘等婚礼中的关键人物啊。
Yes, Carmen says John's family is so big that she won't remember the names of all her in-laws.
嗯 ,in-laws 就是配偶的家里人,包括岳父、婆婆、小姑等等。
Say, John, do you know who your best man is going to be?
No, I haven't decided yet. I'll probably choose whichever friend can give the best toast. What about your maid of honor?
I haven't had time to decide because I've been so busy thinking about all the other planning. We haven't even talked about the rehearsal dinner yet.
Don't worry, the groom's family is supposed to plan the rehearsal dinner.
So, Winnie, how is John going to pick his best man?
Best man 就是主伴郎 或者叫男宾相。这样说，他会让那个 give the best toast 最会致祝酒词的朋友来当他的 best man。
Right. And what about Carmen? Has she picked her maid of honor?
Maid of honor 就是主伴娘，也就是女宾相。Carmen 忙着筹备婚礼，还没想好要让谁来当 maid of honor。哎，对了 ，Professor Bowman， 什么是 rehearsal dinner？
The day before the wedding, everyone in the wedding party practices what they have to do. Afterward, they all have dinner together at the rehearsal dinner.
哦，我明白了。婚礼前，婚礼团的人会把所有仪式彩排一遍，然后呢，一起去吃饭。这顿饭就叫 rehearsal dinner.
Yes, that is the tradition.
I know. Let's just get a wedding planner to do all the work for us.
A wedding planner? No way. I don't want a stranger planning our wedding.
Well, if you don't want to get a wedding planner, my mother said she would be happy to help you plan the wedding.
Your mother? You know, John, maybe a wedding planner isn't such a bad idea after all.
看来 Carmen 不想让未来的婆婆来策划自己的婚礼，所以啊，她宁可请一位 wedding planner 婚礼策划师来出谋划策。
You know, Winnie, I have to agree that even though a wedding planner is a stranger, having your mother-in-law planning your wedding could be a lot worse.
原来啊 ,wedding party 指的是婚礼中那些关键人物，就是新郎新娘最核心的亲友团。
That's right. One thing worth pointing out is wedding party isn't the party after the ceremony. That's called the reception.
对,婚宴是 reception.在中国，婚宴一般是越盛大越好，最后搞成一个 banquet 宴席。
Wow, that's a lot of work for the wedding planner.
其实啊，在婚宴上最忙碌的主要是新人和双方父母。比如说，最直接的工作排桌
，arranging seats。
对呀，把哪个宾客安排在哪一桌，和谁坐在一起，离舞台有多远，这里面啊都是很有讲究的。
I don't really care. I just want to enjoy some Chinese food at the reception.
你真是个好客人，不过别人可没你这么随和。说到安排座位，在工作场合、开会或吃饭的时候，座位的安排也有一些讲究。咱们今天就来听一听。
礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 又请专门研究肢体语言的 Monica 给公司销售员 Sarah 和 James 培训。Monica 说
Okay, so we talked about composure. Let's go in the other direction now and talk about humor.
Ah, that's something that's always puzzled me. Is it a good idea to make jokes?
Research shows that people are more likely to accept an idea if it's wrapped in humor. But the point isn't about finding a really funny joke.Laughter is actually about bonding.
Yes. I've noticed that many times people at a meeting are all laughing about something that really isn't all that funny.
Monica 接下来谈到幽默在生意场上的作用。她说，有调查发现用幽默的方式把一件事说出来更容易被对方接受。但关键不是要讲一个特别好笑的笑话，而是笑声能加强人与人之间的纽带。
That's right.They're not really joking, they're attempting to bond.
So go ahead and throw in a funny comment or a clever remark. But there's got to be some minefields we should avoid as well, right?
Right. Don't make dirty, sexist, or racist jokes or comments. And of course, don't humiliate anyone.
I have a question. I'm never quite sure where to sit during a business meeting.
Well, the ancient Chinese art of feng shui teaches that you should never sit with the door behind you.And actually, there's a scientific reason for that.
虽然即使讲个笑话，或是发表一点幽默的评论，能有助调节气氛，加强纽带，但讲笑话也有一些需要忌讳的地方，或者说是
minefield
雷区。
Don't make dirty, sexist, or racist jokes or comments.
Monica 说，不要讲黄色笑话、性别歧视的笑话和种族歧视的笑话，而且不要
humiliate
羞辱别人。James 问了一个很简单的问题，那就是开会的时候应该坐在哪儿？ Monica 说，按照中国风水里的讲究，后背不要对着门，这是有科学道理的。那为什么呢？
When a person's back is placed toward an open space, he becomes stressed. His blood pressure increases and his heart beats faster.
That makes sense. People subconsciously worry about getting attacked if they don't know what's lurking behind them.
Interesting. I'll be sure to sit facing the door from now on.
Monica, thank you for another great class. I think we all learned a lot today.
My pleasure. See you next time.
莫妮卡解释说，如果后背对着开放的空间，那这个人就容易有压力，血压升高，心跳加速，因为他们不知道身后可能会隐藏着什么危险。
They don't know what's lurking behind them.
所以会下意识地感到不安全。因此在选择座位时，最好是脸冲着门。怎么样？大家是不是也学到了一些以前不知道的事情呢？
I don't actually mind having a seat with the door behind me, as long as that's not the default place for the person who pays the bill.
你是说只要不是负责结账的人专门坐的位置就行？这个我同意。其实啊，中国人饭桌是圆的，就是为了不分主次，所以啊，坐哪儿都差不多。
好了 ，After our business class, let's take a break. Up next is American Sports English.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hi, Patrick. 你在看什么呢
？I'm watching the hockey game, Bruins versus Islanders. It's pretty intense.
Oh yes, it's pretty intense. 是不是因为你 run out of snacks?
No, Yang Chen. Hey, it looks like one of the players on the Bruins is about to score a hat trick.
A hat trick.
Right, is when one player scores 3 shots in one game.
Oh, 我想起来了，你上次讲过，一个队员进三个球就叫
a hat trick.
然后大家都往球场扔帽子。
Right. So, if it happens, people might throw their hats.
Patrick, 我觉得你也应该 score a hat trick.
Why's that?
因为你的发型太奇怪了。You need a hat.
Can we just watch the game?
Okay. 那今天谁要赢了?
Well, looks like the Bruins are going to win this one. Their goalie is a brick wall tonight.
什么是 goalie?
The goalie is the person who stays at the goal and guards against the puck.
Oh, goalie 就是守门员。你刚才说他像一堵砖墙挡在那儿 ,a brick wall, 对方没法进球,对不对?
That's exactly right. Not a shot has gone in. He is unstoppable. Kind of like me.
Hmm, 没错。我觉得你也会是一个很好的 goalie.
Why?
你头很大。And you have a big ego.
Oh, man. Boston has the puck. And it looks like they're setting up for the hat trick. Oh, and he did it. Oh, well.
Boston scored a hat trick. 那你应该高兴啊。
I'm an Islanders fan, Yang Chen.
Uh-oh.
Wow, the goalie is a brick wall. 守门员像铜墙铁壁一样。不过听起来啊，没少挨球打。
那可不容易。Ouch.
台上三分钟，台下十年功啊。
You'll have to explain to me what that means.
没问题， I'll explain to you after the show. 好了，这次节目时间到了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次再见。
See you.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
美国之音中文网站新闻快捷，报道全面，视频节目丰富多彩。音频节目动人心弦，分析深入，发人深省，讨论激烈，权威客观。欢迎随时登录美国之音中文网站 www.voachinese.com。如果遇到防火墙，请发电子邮件到通讯@赛峰3.com，获取赛峰三软件。通晓美中大事，锁定美国之音。
The Voice of America.